Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Member by Ram Golder and Tir Masecha Zavodah Zorah Daf Samachay, the fifth parak HaSocher as a Poel. The Zichu Masecha Zavodah Zorah program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem Al Vashalom and Zichu Nishmas his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Al Vashalom. May the Neshamas have an Aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph taught that if an Akum hired a Yisrael for other work, then even if he told them, bring this barrel of Yain Nesach from one place to another, the wages are permitted. The Gemara asks, is this permitted even when the instructions were not given Itusei Erev towards evening after his workday was completed? But a Braisa teaches that if an Akum told his Jewish worker towards the evening to transport a barrel of Yain Nesach, it's permitted, implying that if he transported the wine during his workday, his wages would be prohibited. Abaye answered that our Mishnah's case is also where he was told to carry the Yain Nesach after his workday was over. Rava answered that Bryce's case is where he said, Haver li mea chavios be mea prutos, transport for me 100 barrels for 100 prutos, where all 100 barrels must be transferred for the wages to be earned. Therefore, if one barrel contains the Yain Nesach, all the wages are prohibited. In contrast, the Mishnah's case is where he said, transport for me each barrel for a pruta. So even if he transports a barrel of Yain Nesach, the remaining wages are unaffected. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Yain Nesach shenafa al gabei anavim. If Yain Nesach fell into grapes, yadichon vehen mutaros, he washes them off and they're permitted because no wine was absorbed into the grapes. Vimayum v'koos asuros. However, if they were cracked, they're forbidden because the wine seeped through the cracks and washing them does not remove all the wine. If Yain Nesach fell into figs or dates, if there's enough wine to transfer flavor, they're prohibited. There was an incident in which Baitus ben Zunin brought dried figs on a ship, and Yain Nesach spilled onto them, and the sages permitted them for him. The Gemara amends the Mishnah to add, Im nosin tam ufgam humutter. If it gives flavor to the food's detriment, it's permitted, and the story illustrates this principle because the wine's flavor was detrimental to the dried figs. The Mishnah concludes with a rule, Kol sheba hanasu benoisin tam aser. Wherever the transferred flavor is to one's benefit, it's forbidden, but wherever the transferred is not to one's benefit, it is permitted, such as vinegar on split beans. And point number three, Yain Nesach once spilled onto a pile of wheat, and Rava permitted it to be sold to an Akum. Rabbi Bar Levi challenged him from a brisa, Begad Sha'avad Bo Klaim. If Klaim was lost in a garment, meaning a thread making the garment shotness was woven into the garment and cannot be located, one cannot sell the garment to an Akum because he may sell it to a Jew who will not realize that there's Klaim in it. He cannot make it a saddle blanket for his donkey because he may forget and cut a piece of it to patch his garment. However, he can use it for tachrichim, burial shrouds, for a meis mitzvah, which is a corpse with no one to bury it, because the dead person is not obligated in mitzvahs. Just as one cannot sell shatnez, which cannot be seen to an akum, because he may sell to a Yisrael, it should likewise be forbidden to sell him wheat, which contains Yain Nesach flavor. Therefore, Rava permitted the Jew to first grind the wheat and bake it as bread, and then sell it to an akum, because a Jew would not purchase bread from an akum. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Mishnah Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph taught that if an Akum hired a Yisrael for other work, then even if he told them, bring this barrel of Yain Nesach from one place to another, the wages are permitted. The Gemara asks, is this permitted even when the instructions were not given Itusei Erev towards evening after his workday was completed? But a Braisa teaches that if an Akum told his Jewish worker towards the evening to transport a barrel of Yain Nesach, it's permitted, implying that if he transported the wine during his workday, his wages would be prohibited. Abaye answered that our Mishnah's case is also where he was told to carry the Yain Nesach after his workday was over. Rava answered that the Braisa's case is where he said, Haver li mea chavios be mea prutos, transport for me 100 barrels for 100 prutos, where all 100 barrels must be transferred for the wages to be earned. Therefore, if one barrel contains the Yain Nesach, all the wages are prohibited. In contrast, the Mishnah's case is where he said, transport for me each barrel for a pruta. So even if he transports a barrel of Yain Nesach, the remaining wages are unaffected. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Yain Nesach shenafa al gabei anavim. If Yain Nesach fell into grapes, yadichon vehen mutaros, he washes them off and they're permitted because no wine was absorbed into the grapes. Vimayum v'koos asuros. However, if they were cracked, they're forbidden because the wine seeped through the cracks and washing them does not remove all the wine. If Yain Nesach fell into figs or dates, if there's enough wine to transfer flavor, they're prohibited. There was an incident in which Baitus ben Zunin brought dried figs on a ship, and Yain Nesach spilled onto them, and the sages permitted them for him. The Gemara amends the Mishnah to add, If it gives flavor to the food's detriment, it's permitted, and the story illustrates this principle because the wine's flavor was detrimental to the dried figs. The mission concludes with a rule, Kol she'b'hanasu b'noisim tam aser. Wherever the transferred flavor is to one's benefit, it's forbidden, but wherever the transferred is not to one's benefit, it is permitted, such as vinegar on split beans. And point number three, Yain Nesach once spilled onto a pile of wheat, and Rava permitted it to be sold to an Akum. Rabbi Bar Levi challenged him from a brisa, Beged She'avad Bo Klaim. If Klaim was lost in a garment, meaning a thread making the garment shatness was woven into the garment and cannot be located, one cannot sell the garment to an Akum because he may sell it to a Jew who will not realize that there's Klaim in it. He cannot make it a saddle blanket for his donkey because he may forget and cut a piece of it to patch his garment. However, he can use it for tachrichim, burial shrouds, for a meis mitzvah, which is a corpse with no one to bury it, because the dead person is not obligated in mitzvahs. Just as one cannot sell shatness, which cannot be seen to an akum, because he may sell it to a Yisrael, it should likewise be forbidden to sell him wheat, which contains yain nesach flavor. Therefore, Rava permitted the Jew to first grind the wheat and bake it as bread, and then sell it to an akum, because a Jew would not purchase bread from an akum. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Samech Hey, and this Siman was suggested to us by Hanan Davis. He said the Samech Hey is a sheep, and we often use a shepherd in the Siman. So here goes. The shepherd using a sheep to transport 100 barrels of wine for 100 prutos, where one barrel was Yain Nesach, saw his sheep trip and spill some Yain Nesach on some grapes, which the grape owner began to wash off. While Rabbi told a Yid whose wheat the wine landed on to grind it and bake it into bread to sell to an Akum, not in the presence of another Jew. Once again, in slow motion. The shepherd using a sheep. Shepherd, sheep. That must be more in Daf Samech Hey. The shepherd using a sheep to transport 100 barrels of wine for 100 prutos, where one barrel was Yain Nesach, which reminds us, Menachem said to a Jew, transport for me 100 barrels for 100 prutos, where all 100 barrels must be transferred for the wages to be earned. If one barrel contains Yain Nesach, all the wages are prohibited. If he said, transport for me each barrel for a pruta, so even if he transports a barrel of Yain Nesach, the remaining wages are unaffected. So the shepherd using a sheep to transport 100 barrels of wine for 100 prutos, where one barrel was Yain Nesach, saw his sheep trip and spill some Yain Nesach on some grapes, which the grape owner began to wash off, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Yain Nesach shenafal gabi anavim. If Yain Nesach fell into grapes, yadichon vehen mutaros, he washes them off and they're permitted because no wine was absorbed into the grapes. However, if they're cracked, they're forbidden because the wine seeped through the cracks and washing them does not remove all the wine. So the shepherd using a sheep to transport 100 barrels of wine for 100 prutos, where one barrel was Yain Nesach, saw a sheep trip and spill some Yain Nesach on some grapes, which the grape owner began to wash off. While Rabbi told the Yid whose wheat the wine landed on to grind it and bake it into bread to sell to an Akum, not in the presence of another Jew. Which reminds us, in a case where Yain Nesach once spilled onto a pile of wheat, Rabbi permitted the Jew to first grind the wheat and bake it as bread, and then sell it to an Akum because a Jew would not purchase bread from an Akum. So once again, the shepherd using a sheep to transport 100 barrels of wine for 100 prutos, where one barrel was Yain Nesach, saw a sheep trip and spill some Yain Nesach on some grapes, which the grape owner began to wash off. While Rabbi told the Yid whose wheat the wine landed on to grind it and bake it into bread to sell to an Akum, not in the presence of another Jew. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Daf Samachov. So the Simur Daf Samachov is a psalm. We often use a magician doing the saw a person in half trick. So here goes. The magician who had a side business to produce an idolater's wine to sell to Jews and use his magician saw, that must be on Daf Samech Aleph. The magician who had a side business to produce an idolater's wine to sell to Jews and use his magician saw to make an opening to the Rishus HaRabim, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Hamatari Yeno She'ovdu Kochavim. If a Jew produces an idolater's wine in purity, meaning as kosher wine which he would sell to other Jews and pay the Akum afterwards, but knows the Rishuso and he places it in the Akum's domain, in a house which opens into Rishus HaRabim, then if it's in a city in which both Jews and idolaters reside, the wine is permitted. The Akum is afraid to touch the wine since he may be caught and lose his profit in producing this kosher wine. So the magician who had a side business produce an idolatrous wine to sell to Jews and use his magician's saw to make an opening to Rishus HaRabim and kept his own wine in a house he rented in an idolatrous chatzer where another Jew resided who didn't have the key, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa that whether one buys or rents a house in an idolatrous chatzer and filled it with wine, if a Jew resides in the chatzer, the wine is permitted even though there's no key or seal in the Jew's hand because the Akum is afraid to enter the house to touch the wine. If a Jew lives in a different chatzer, but not in the chatzer where the wine is stored, the wine is still permitted, but only if the Jew has a key or seal. So the magician who had a side business produced an idolatrous wine to sell to Jews and used his magician's saw to make an opening to the Rishus HaRabim and kept his own wine in a house he rented in an idolatrous chatzer where another Jew resided who didn't have the key, wouldn't store wine with an Akum who wasn't the owner of the wine he produced because Chayshin Legomlin, which reminds us, the more it discusses storing wine with a different Akum who's not the owner, and whether we're Chayshin Legomlin, we're concerned of reciprocal agreements that this Akum will allow the owner to touch the wine, who will return the favor when the roles are reversed. Daf Samach Beis, so the Simran Daf Samach Beis is a submarine. So here goes. The submarine captain, submarine? That must be on Daf Samach Beis. The submarine captain was forbidden to use the money given to him for transporting Yain Nesach, which reminds us, the fifth parak begins, Asoches apo laso simo b'yain nesach. If an idolater hires a worker to work for him with Yain Nesach, for example, to transport it, scharo aser, the wages are aser b'hana. The Gemara asks why the wages are prohibited, and Rabbi Yochanan explains, Knasu shekansu chachamim b'chamarim b'yain nesach. It's a penalty with which the sages penalize donkey drivers transporting Shemitah produce and those who work with Yain Nesach. So the submarine captain, who was forbidden to use the money given to him for transporting Yain Nesach and told to burn the wheat paid to him for transporting Stam Yenim and bury the ashes, which reminds us, Rav Chista instructed one to burn the wheat and bury the ashes in a cemetery that he was paid for working with Stam Yenim, proving that such schar is aser b'hana. The Gemara explains that he could not scatter the wheat since people would come to benefit from it, nor could he burn it and scatter the ashes since it may provide benefit as fertilizer. Burying it without burning it carries the risk that someone discovering it may think it was stolen wheat and not aser b'hana. So the submarine captain, who was forbidden to use the money given to him for transporting Yain Nesach and told to burn the wheat paid to him for transporting Stam Yenim and bury the ashes, borrowed Shemitah produce from Anim to pay them back in the eighth year, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that the people of Rabbi Yanai's household borrowed Shemitah produce from the poor during Shemitah, uparu hu b'shminis, and repay them during the eighth year with ordinary produce. Rabbi Yochanan told them, Yosin Abdin, they're acting properly and the repayment does not have Shemitah status. Rashi explains that since the Shemitah produce was consumed before the payment was made, it's not considered an exchange of the Shemitah produce. Daf Samach Gimel. So the Simran Daf Samach Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The Esnan sent early on a segue. Segue? That must be on Daf Samach Gimel. The Esnan sent early on a segue with a note, if you need it earlier to be used as a carbon, acquire it from now, which reminds us the more it discusses an Esnan given before relations where it's permitted as a carbon. So the Esnan sent early on a segue with a note, if you need it earlier to be used as a carbon, acquire it from now, followed by another Esnan on a segue with a note, sorry, it's 3 years late, and prohibit it as a carbon, which reminds us, the Braisa states that even if one only gave an Esnan 3 years later, the Esnan is prohibited as a carbon. Rav Chista explained that an Esnan is disqualified if he said, have relations with me for this lamb. Since he designated it, it's an Esnan even if he gave it afterwards. If he said, have relations with me for a lamb, without designating a specific lamb, it's a valid carbon because she does not acquire anything until she receives it after the relations, and it's not considered payment for relations. So the Esnan sent early on a segue with a note, if you need it earlier to be used as a carbon, acquire it from now, followed by another Esnan on a segue with a note, sorry, it's 3 years late, and prohibit it as a carbon. Pass a shop where the employer was telling his employees to go out and eat, and he will pay for it as their wages. Well, his rabbi told him he should be concerned. They may purchase Shemitah produce, which reminds us. A Braisa teaches that although one may pay his workers without concern, they'll buy Shemitah or Maisa produce with it. If he told them, go out and eat, and I'll pay for it as your wages, he does have to be concerned they may purchase forbidden food. This proves that when he later pays the Me'isr Kapara, he's paying forbidden money, meaning the money paid is considered an exchange for Shemitah produce, and therefore cannot be given to an Amah Aretz storekeeper. Daf Samach Dalet. So the Simmer Daf Samach Dalet is a secret agent. So here goes. The Jewish secret agent. Secret agent? That must be more Daf Samech Dalet, Sod. The Jewish secret agent hired by an Akum to find and smash the barrels of Yain Nesech, who hoped they would stay whole, until he found them, which reminds us, a question was posed on the previous daf, Schar Lishbor B'Yain Nesech. If an Akum hired a Jew to smash barrels containing Yain Nesech to destroy it, are such wages permitted? Do we say Kevin Derotze B'Kiyumo, since he wants the wine's continued existence so he can be paid to destroy it, his wages are forbidden, or do we say anything to diminish idolatry is permitted? Rav Nachman answered, Yishbor B'Tavo Olav Bracha. He should break the barrels and a blessing should come upon him. So the Jewish secret agent hired by an Akum to find and smash the barrels of Yain Nesech, who hoped they would stay whole, until he found them, spied on a goy who sold his idol to pay back a debt owed to a Yid, which reminds us, a Braisa taught that if an Akum owed a Jew money and sold his idol or Yain Nesech, the Jew may accept the proceeds of the sale. This proves that the sold idol does not prohibit the money paid for it to an Akum. So, the Jewish secret agent hired by an Akum to bind and smash the barrels of Yain Nesech, who hoped they would stay whole, until he found them, spied on a goy who sold his idol to pay back a debt owed to a Yid, who was telling a Ger Toshav that he can nullify an idol, which reminds us, another question was asked, Ger Toshav, Moshe Yevatel Avodas Kol Chafin, can a Ger Toshav be Mevatel, an idol? Do we say one who worships idols can nullify them, but one who does not worship cannot nullify? Or do we say anyone of an idolater's kind can nullify? And since a Ger Toshav is of an Akum's kind, since he doesn't keep all the mitzvahs, he can nullify idols. As part of the discussion, the Gemara brings three different definitions of a Ger Toshav. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which step do you discuss buying or renting a house in an idolater's chatzer to store wine? That's on daf. Samachal. Good. Number 2. Which step do you, in a case where Yain Nesach spilled onto someone's wheat, Rava permitted the Jew to first grind the wheat and bake it as bread and then sell it to an Akum? That's on daf. Samachay. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you learn if Yain Nesach fell into grapes, he washes them off and they're permitted because no wine was absorbed into the grapes? That's on daf. Samachay. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you learn that we do not permit an idolater to bring grapes to the wine press? That's on daf. Nuntes. Good. Number 5. Which stuff to discuss what the din is for wages for transporting wine barrels for an Akum where one contained Yain Nesach? That's on daf. Samachay. Good. Number 6. Which stuff to discuss a Jew producing idolater's wine to sell his kosher wine and his placing it in the Akum's domain? That's on daf. Samachal. Good. Number 7. Which stuff to discuss whether the money that a goy receives for selling an idol to another idolater, whether it's permitted? That's on daf. Samach Dalad. Good. Number 8. Which stuff to discuss an akum pressing grapes, bekocho or bekoch kocho? That's on daf. Samach. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn when an esnan given before relations is permitted? That's on daf. Samach Gimel. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is in a case where an Akum fell into a Jew's wine pit and arose, thereby directly touching the wine, but unintentionally? That's on daf. Samach. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.